The following content is intended for people who are blind or print impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. Recently, Accessible Pharmacy, a company that provides accessible labels for prescription drugs, held its first ever virtual blind expo. This free online event featured vendors with products and services for people who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. In this episode of Tech Tips, we'll be talking with a few of the vendors who participated in this conference. The following interviews and presentations are with Computers for the Blind, GentleDrop, and iHesip. These are just a few of the over 100 exhibitors who participated. I will be repeating contact information for each exhibitor after the interview. We are talking with Erica and Marcy with Computers for the Blind, who take donated computers and sell them to people who are blind and visually impaired at a substantial discount. But instead of listening to me tell you about what they do, I'll let them tell you about what they do. So with that said, what is Computers for the Blind and what do you do?
Okay, so just as you said, Computers for the Blind realizes that computers are so important for people's employment, for people's education, for people's entertainment. So we do the best we can to accept donated computers from corporations like Texas Instruments and General Motors. Then we clean up those computers, put solid-state hard drives onto them, and then sell them to people who are blind or with low vision at a reduced price.
Awesome. What software comes on them?
Great question. We'll refer that to Erica.
We install Windows 10 on all of our computers. We install, by the way, those are desktops and laptops, and they're Windows-based. So we install Windows 10 with Microsoft Home and Student 2019 that has Word, PowerPoint, and Excel, but it does not have Outlook. They get Adobe Reader for PDF files and Microsoft Edge and Firefox for their internet browsers. Now, the accessibility side of it is that we install JAWS, which is a complete screen reader for individuals who are blind, or Zoom Text for people who are low vision. And Zoom Text is a magnifier slash reader. They get that one of the two, 1 year for free. And after that year, it will be on them to pay the yearly subscription fee with Freedom Scientific.
I am actually a user of Zoom Text and love it. So
I used to use Zoom Text and I loved it. But then I started, as I was beginning to lose my sight, I started relying more and more on the screen reader portion of Zoom Text. Mm-hmm. And that's not so good when it comes to the internet or anything like that. So I eventually had to will myself to use JAWS. So
yeah, I have a sneaky feeling that's where I'm going to get to eventually, because my with my condition, I'm a lot more blind now than I was when I first started using Zoom Text. And yeah. So I know it's coming, and I'm doing the bad thing, and I'm fighting it tooth and nail every step of the way. So what kind of training, if any, do y'all offer for someone who gets a computer?
So we offer training. We just started it, and Marcy and Steve just ended the first class of training, and Marcy may have taken, are you on, Marcy? Yeah, she may have. Oh, you are. You want to go ahead and tell them about that?
So the class that we just completed was a pilot program. We took three of our customers to see what they thought about the modules that we wrote. And we teach everything from turning on your computer, getting it out of the box, to actually completing some forms and sending and receiving email using Windows Mail, since we don't include Outlook on our computers. And we are supposed to take groups of 10 starting in January and take them through the modules that we've created.
Okay, that sounds cool. You may have said this earlier. Is it just desktops or is it desktops and or laptops?
It's desktops and laptops.
Right.
Okay.
And a customer can purchase as many computers from us as they would like. We just ask that they wait a calendar year so that we can service other customers. So, for example, if a customer purchased a computer today, December 2nd, 2022, then they could purchase one after December 2nd of 2023.
But they only get JAWS and Zoom Text, that free subscription.
For the first year.
Gotcha. And with regards to Zoom Text, and of course I don't know what JAWS charges, but with Zoom Text, I switched over to the annual subscription a couple of years ago, and I've actually found that to be more economical than anything else. Plus you get the continuous updates for Zoom Text.
Mm-hmm. And that's right. What we do. We put the annual subscription for the first year. So then it's up to the customer if they want to continue that annual subscription when the subscription that we provide expires.
Okay. Other than you mentioned the training, are there any other types of services that y'all offer for people who purchase a computer?
We have technical support available. We also have a one-year warranty that comes with our computers. So if anything goes amiss, we ask them to give us a call, speak with our technical support department. Our first choice is to remote into the computer to see if we can fix the challenge that they're experiencing. But the next choice is if they need to do so and they're within their first year of purchase, they can send us the computer for repair or replacement.
Okay.
And they can do that for free, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they'll get the return label and a sticker from Free Matters of the Blind. So really, when they ship the computer back to us for repair, there's no cost to them.
Awesome. And let's go ahead and talk about costs, because we've mentioned the C word a couple of times. What is the cost for the desktop and laptop computers for the end user?
So we have reasonable pricing. Our desktops start at $145. Our laptops start at $200. We also have grant programs available to people who are students, recipients of Social Security, veterans, and their spouses. So if they can show that kind of documentation to qualify for one of our grants, we take $60 off the prices, making our desktops start at $85 and our laptops at $140.
Okay.
But if they want any upgrades with the configurations or special add-ons that we have, then there's an extra cost for that.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, let's talk about those for a minute. What are some of the, you don't have to list them all, but what are some of the upgrades and additions that y'all offer?
Well, you can upgrade on the configuration of the computer. So the base models, like Marcy just mentioned, starts out at 8 gigabytes of RAM and 120 gigabytes SSD. So if they wish to upgrade for the desktop, you can only upgrade on the hard drive, which is the SSD, and not the RAM. And then the laptop, you can upgrade on both. You can upgrade both on the RAM and the hard drive, which, again, is added cost. We also have, for example, if somebody buys a desktop and they're using Zoom Text, but they want a bigger monitor than the 19-inch monitor that comes along with the desktop, we have 22-inch monitors, and that is $50. Same thing if somebody buys a laptop. Our laptops run 14 inches. So if they're using Zoom Text and they want a bigger monitor, an external monitor, they will also purchase that.
Okay. And you actually you answered my next question, because I was going to ask about the laptops too, because I do everything, with the exception of production, I do everything on a laptop, but mm-hmm. I use an external monitor with it because mine is a 14-inch monitor. And
right.
And I even took it one step further, because I learned that I was getting pretty proficient with using the touchscreen on the laptop. And I went, man, I really like this touchscreen thing because it's easier. It was easier for me to use the touchscreen than to find the pointer and then navigate to whatever I needed to click on.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
And I begged and pleaded and said, can I please have the largest touchscreen they make? And luckily for me, my wife said, yes, just go find it. So I am very fortunate in that I am using a 22-inch touchscreen monitor with my laptop.
Our laptops, that's another add-on that you can get. We do have touchscreen laptops, but again, they're only 14 inches.
So what is the turnaround time from when someone places an order for a computer to when they get it?
So I tell people that it is 2 weeks for the computer to be shipped. So from the time that they purchase the order or purchase the computer and to the time that it ships from our facility is about 2 weeks. They will get an email with the email that they provided us with the tracking number, and they would be able to take that tracking number and track their package with the U.S. Postal Service. And then depending on where they live in the U.S., I say it takes about another 1 to 2 weeks for delivery. I always like to undersell just in case, because I don't want those people calling, because I'll be answering them, where is my computer?
Mm-hmm.
So I always try to, and then if they get it earlier, great, makes us look really good. But if they get it around the time that I tell them, then, you know, that's the time that I told them. So
yeah, so either way, you come out smelling like a rose.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I always love smelling like a rose.
That is
I don't
a
want to smell like anything else.
That is a topic for another show. That's okay. I'm very sarcastic and snarky, so you're good. You're good. So I tell you, let's get into some contact info. What is the best way for someone to start the process to order a computer?
To call us at 214-340-6328. And what we ask for is people's verification that they are blind or visually impaired. That needs to come from a professional source in their community, such as their eye doctor, physician, agency, organization, commissions for the blind, certificate of the blind or certificate of blindness, just something from a professional saying that, yes, we worked, this person is our patient or whatever, and we can verify that, yes, they are blind or visually impaired. Some people just fax us their eye reports, which is fine, but we just need something showing that, yes, they're in need of our services.
Can people just go to the website to learn more about mm-hmm. Computers for the Blind? And what is that website address?
Computersfortheblind.org.
There you have it. It can't get any more simpler than that.
It can't.
No,
and do it exactly
really.
Like you said it, Erica. Computers for the Blind. Computers is plural and four is F-O-R.
O-R, yeah, because there are those people who's like, is that the number four? Is
That's
that
right.
the word for, or is that the word number four?
Yeah, that's what Google.
You're
that's
making
what,
it too hard.
And that's what Google is for. Because that's how I
right.
actually, because that's how I went to the website was I just Googled it because I thought I knew what it was, but I wasn't going to, you know, take a guess and just went, you know what, I'll go to Google, see what pops up, and boom, there you are.
Yeah.
So I asked Erica this question, and she actually said that you would probably be the better one to ask this question. What is the story behind Computers for the Duck? Computersfortheblind.com. What is the story behind computers?
Yeah, I was very.
So we had a man who, or actually he was a young boy when he lost his sight at 16, and he earned his doctorate degree. His name was Robert Langford, our founder. He earned his doctorate degree and realized that as a blind person, it was really hard to go through the education process without something that would make him more independent, would make him more
compatible with his or competitive with his sighted people, the people that he was in class with. So when he learned to use the computer, it was a game changer for him. He could independently access email, independently access different things. And he decided, I'm going to make this available to other blind people across the nation. And at first he started with the state, with the state of Texas. He started gathering computers from his friends. And then he had so many computers in a church that he had to get the warehouse where we are now. And then started contacting corporations like General Motors and TI. And they decided that they could get computers to the people who were blind or with low vision at low cost. And we have delivered over 17,000 computers now.
That is amazing.
See, I told you she knew more than me. I was like, well, I mean, will dress this up as good as I can.
So the story's there on our website. If you look it up, you know, his parents, it was hard because he was a football player. At 16, he lost his sight completely. Mm-hmm. And so you went from a son who played football to a son who had to totally look at life in a whole new way.
See,
but they taught him, you know, keep going, make things happen.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
And he did. He and his family totally just got into helping people who are blind, like himself, by providing computers, which, like I told you at the beginning, if you don't have a computer, there's so much you can get from them. Employment, education, entertainment, there's so much.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So he totally changed their lives. And just with the pilot program of our class that we completed, where they're sending emails now, they're like, my husband was sending emails before. Now I can do this myself, and it's a liberating feeling.
It's a game changer.
Yes,
isn't that amazing?
Exactly.
And with that, I am not going to take up any more of your time. I'd like to thank you for talking with me about Computers for the Blind, and I hope we get to talk again real soon.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Again, I'd like to thank Erica and Marcy from Computers for the Blind for talking with me during the Accessible Pharmacy Expo. In case you missed it, the website is computersfortheblind.com, and their telephone number is area code 214-340-6328. That number again, area code 214-340-6328. Texas is on the North Carolina Reading Service. Here's a snippet of a presentation from Gentle Drop. Gentle Drop is a silicone sleeve that fits over most eye drop containers to make it easier for you to administer eye drops yourself.
I just want to show you Gentle Drop. It's a new eye drop aid. We just started selling it in June. Super simple. It's a silicone sleeve. The eye drop bottle just slides into the sleeve here. The sleeve expands so it can fit 5, 10, and 15 millimeter bottles. Soft silicone rests on the bridge of the nose. You just turn it for the other eye, and then you tilt your head back, and it perfectly.
Oh. Are they disposable, or are they just?
The device is silicone, so it's long, long lasting. And then when you put a drop in, it is helpful. It's important to get your head back. So like sitting on a
couch
like this is really helpful. Then super easy, or you can even lie down. You can do it standing. It's just a little hard on the neck. We've done two studies. The first was on glaucoma patients. They were experienced eye drop users, averaged 16 years of use. And 47 of the 50 patients preferred Gentle Drop over their own technique. Gentle Drop decreased trauma, like bottle tip hitting the eye. It increased success. It improved drop waste. There's less drop waste. And increase ease of use. So we sell it for $15 on dropbetter.com, and we also sell it wholesale. The wholesale would be if you buy a pack of 7, they'd be $8.50 each. If you buy a pack of 50, then they're $7.50 each. We have limited bandwidth of sales. It's just my partner and I. It's just the two of us. We're two ophthalmologists, and we wanted to help. We saw our patients. I'm a glaucoma specialist. I kept watching patients not get their drops in their eye or hit their eye.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's how we invented it, to help with it. So we're a small little company.
So it's reusable, right? I mean, you just rinse it off. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, that was part of a presentation from Gentledrop. If you would like to know more about the Gentledrop eyedropper, their website address is dropbetter.com. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Adhesive is an eye patch that sticks to your face, covering your eye without the need for a strap. Its founder, Shelby, found a need for eye patches designed more for adults who lead an active lifestyle after a snowboarding accident resulted in her losing one of her eyes. In addition to the eye patches, Shelby also offers counseling to people who have recently suffered vision loss due to a traumatic injury. Here is part of my interview with Shelby of Adhesive. We are talking with Shelby of Adhesive, and this is a company that makes sticky eye patches, for lack of a better description. And I guess, first of all, Shelby, how did you come about these eye patches?
Thank you, Chris. I'm happy to be here today chatting with you. I was in a snowboarding accident almost 2 years ago. February 28th will be 2 years. The damage from the incident resulted in the removal of my right eye. But before they were able to actually remove the eye or decided to remove the eye, I had a damaged eye that was clearly visibly damaged. And I felt more comfortable wearing eye patches for the sense of safety and protection to that eye, but then just appearance as well. I really like the adhesive stick-on eye patches that go around the eye. I am very active. I have a very, busy schedule. So those ones seem to just, I could put them on, go about my day, my activities. They never moved around, or even if I was lounging on the couch, something like that too. I had no issue with it just staying put all day. Where the banded ones for me, I felt moved more or messed up my hair. So it was the adhesive ones that really, really did it for me. But I felt like there was a lack of quality ones for adults. So a lot of the prints are very kid friendly and fun and colorful, which I loved those. But I also wanted options that were more basic and for, my day to day. More neutral toned or solid colored.
What are some of the patterns and colors that you have?
So as I was kind of saying, so we're in the phase of production. So I've got samples coming within the next few days, which I should be approving those. And then, we'll be into production. So my idea, for the first round is to just fill any of those gaps that aren't already on the market, which would be really basic colors or adult friendly prints, which I think are just more neutral prints rather than rainbows and unicorns and butterflies, which those are great, for everybody, but also for the people that don't want the rainbows, unicorns, and butterflies.
No, I totally hear you. I mean, there's even, and please forgive me because I do have a sick sadistic mind too. You could do a Halloween line. And really just gore them out. That is really interesting. So how can, I know you said you're in production. Do you have a way for someone who would like to know more about the eye patches or may want to order some?
Absolutely. There's a couple different ways you can get in touch with us. We do have a website, adhesive.com. And on our website too, we offer a lot of other resources. So we have the whole process of getting a prosthetic eye and what that looks like. We have a ton of blogs all written from our community members. We have blogs on eye patching, especially with children. The easiest tips and tricks to create that healthy eye patching routine with them. We have blogs written by ocularists and optometrists. So a lot of additional resources and information. I also do one-on-one coaching too at the moment, and that's like up and running, where I've got clients and I actually take them through that whole process and help them develop just the skills to like manage stress and help get through that fear of losing an eye, or if they're, you know, losing vision or already lost vision, and then just set up, you know, future plans, goals for maximum success into the future. And then we sell these cool one-eyed gang shirts as well. They come in all sizes from 18 months all the way up to adult extra large.
I love that shirt. I love that shirt. That is freaking awesome.
Yeah, we have a lot of families in our community that experience retinoblastoma,
okay,
which is an eye cancer that usually develops in children from 2 to 5 years of age. So a really young community and an old community as well, everything in between.
I hear you. And I love that you also do coaching, because even as someone like myself who's dealt with low vision all my life, when I go through a major change, there is still an adjustment period, because it's a lot easier to say, well, you know, you just deal with it and you move on. But it does, you know, there is a period of adjustment that goes on there. So I think that it is fabulous that you're also offering coaching too, to deal with the suddenicity, for lack of a better word, of vision loss.
Yes. Yeah, that was my experience. So I definitely speak to that, those people the best, but I really, you know, expanded and met so many people within the community just with different needs, and their caregivers too. So whether that be a family with a child or just a friend of an adult that's struggling with helping this person with their vision loss. So we kind of help at all angles. And also, so there they can connect, my email's there, or they can subscribe as well. And then our social media platforms, we're on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, all at iHesive. And they can, you know, follow along too. And we'll keep everybody updated on when that product launches and what's launching next.
Okay. That sounds good. Well, I'm not going to take up any more of your time, but I want to thank you very much for your time and do appreciate it.
Absolutely. No, it was a pleasure speaking with you, and thanks for coming over and saying hi too.
Again, that was Shelby with iHesive. I'd like to thank her for her time. If you would like to know more about iHesive, visit their website at iHesive.com. And iHesive is spelled iHesive.com. Again, I'd like to thank everyone who took time to talk with me about their products and services. Accessible Pharmacy is already planning another expo for next year. The date for that expo is set for December 1st, 2023. If you would like to know more about Accessible Pharmacy, visit their website at accessiblepharmacy.com. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Tech Tips is available online at ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.